Utah's snow water equivalent is well above median, and currently none of the state is in a severe to extreme drought. But according to John Bergren, water policy analyst for Western Resource Advocates, Utahns shouldn't relax about their water supplies yet.
Definitely with the snowpack that we've seen this year, it's really tempting to sort of relax and think that we don't have to worry about water. But it's important to remember that just because this season's snowpack is so great, that doesn't mean that we no longer live in the second driest state in the United States, that we no longer have water supply issues. And so while these years are really important and they really help Utah's water supply, but they don't mean that we don't have to think about water in the long run.
According to Bergren, precipitation patterns in Utah are shifting, meaning that we have to consider the possibility of lower water availability during the growing season.
So climate change impacts Utah's water in a variety of ways. We've seen an increase in our average temperatures, and so you have a shift from precipitation as snow to more precipitation as rain, so that's one impact. The other issue you see is with increased temperatures, you'll get your snowpack melting and running off earlier than it would have otherwise. If your snowpack begins to melt earlier in the season, later in the summer months when things are warmest, you have less water overall when you need it the most in the warmest months.
Bergren urges Utahns to be aware of their water use patterns and to be aware and give input on water conservation policies.
One of the biggest things that an average Utah can do is just become more aware of their water issues. You know, the state is in the middle of developing a lot of conservation plans. They're about to release a municipal and industrial conservation plan, which is basically urban use of water for the state, and it's going to be open to a public comment period. So if folks just kind of pay attention to those things, let the state know what you care about, that goes a long way. So kind of galvanizing Utahns to be more involved really pushes our state to become more water efficient.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.